So welcome. There are a lot of different states of awareness that we carry around throughout the course of the day or throughout the course of our week. For example, if we're late for an appointment or late for work, we're in the kind of awareness that's beyond hurried. It's also trying to avoid anything that will delay us or stall us. If you see somebody you know, you might wave at them and keep running. So we're not in any other state than a very judicious trying to get to the quickest route to get someplace. And we're warding off anything that might interrupt us. And we're not really in a terrifically exploratory mode. We're trying to get to someplace the fastest way we know. On the other hand, if we're traveling and a new location, we're generally not hopefully that hurried once we arrive. We are in a very exploratory mode. We're not trying to avoid new experiences. We're actually openly engaging new experiences. In both of those scenarios, we're not terrifically aware of what's going on internally, because both are very external-focused events. Likewise, if we're performing or giving a talk to people or in a social event, we might be very attuned to how people are regarding us, whether they're enjoying or not enjoying or getting what we're doing, and there might be also awareness of what we're supposed to do next, but there's not terrific awareness of the body. The awareness that we're building in meditation is very different than the awareness that we deploy in most of the rest of our lives. The foundation is, of course, above all, to be internally aware, to drop the sort of fascination with the external world around us, certainly the visual world around us. We do use hearing sounds in our meditation, but that's pretty much the only external facet. And another, what we're deploying is an awareness that's not judgmental. So very often in life when we're busy, we have to be very, very judgmental of what's the best use of our time and what can't we do and what's welcome and what is a waste of time. And we have to push aside anything that feels like a distraction. So in the meditation we'll be using, we use a lot of, rather than judge anything that arises, we try to be very welcoming. This is what the Buddha called sampujjana, a clear, open, friendly awareness. We're not trying to, push aside any feeling simply because it's inconvenient. A lot of times in life, certain feelings, sadness, boredom, frustration can feel very, very inconvenient. But meditation is a place where, first and foremost, we greet and become aware of everything that occurs. And also, lastly, we're developing often an awareness that's very compassionate. Very often in life, we push ourselves to get things done, even if we're stressed or tired or worn down. We tell ourselves, oh, but I have this and that to do. I've got to get more done. I've got to get this accomplished. So the kind of awareness that is very sympathetic and caring and is capable of, when it finds stress and tension and discomfort, is capable of not only being aware of that, but softening and releasing. That's what we're also going to be using at times as well. So while none of these are awarenesses that we've never used before in life, they're certainly awarenesses that are very underdeployed in our day-to-day lives. And obviously the busy getting things accomplished, frustrated, I've got shit to do type awareness, the mind kind of likes that because it releases so much adrenaline and dopamine. It releases a lot of neurotransmitters that kind of feel exciting. And the calm, inwards focusing, compassionate mind state, they don't really release all those fun, exciting neurotransmitters. They release serotonin, which is really, really wonderful, and other ones that are relaxing. But so it takes a lot of time to train the mind to take care of itself. So with that, close the eyes and set the intention that to put aside the mind that we might have been in earlier today, where we've been trying to get things accomplished, or sometimes we're in the mind state where we're looking for distractions when we're bored. We might be searching the web for things to laugh at. But right now we're going to actually be first developing just a aware mind that's really welcoming and non-judgmental, not adding any resistance. So start out with the sounds of my voice, the sounds from the street, the sounds from the room. And what we're going to be cultivating with this is an awareness that's receptive. Don't go out in search of sounds. Just allow the sounds to come to you. Don't add any story about any sound that you hear. Try not to even visualize the source of the sound. Almost as if I've put on a CD of sounds from another planet, and we have no way of judging what sounds are good or bad. We're just hearing it all for the first time. Each moment is as important for our awareness as any other. As a secondary awareness, you can add in the feelings of contact you have with the floor, with parts of your body touching other parts, like the hands on the legs, the feeling of the clothes, the outline of the body. And we're using these sensations to anchor the mind in the present. So when thoughts about events that are still undetermined or ongoing or unfinished business or stories of what happened earlier today or what might happen tomorrow or conversations that are bothering us, anything that might arise, we're just noting it and bringing the mind back to the sounds and the contact, not adding any judgment. So allow the sounds and contact sensations to recede a little bit into the background, and then bring to the foreground of your awareness all the sensations that are occurring inside of the body. First, just take note overall if there's anything that calls out to your attention that you can easily adjust if there's something uncomfortable. Your clothes are too tight, or something about the way you've sat, or anything. And once you've done that, begin to focus in your awareness on the sensations in the top of the head. So don't visualize what you look like externally or in the mirror. Just feel those sensations. And as we scan down the body, we're going to develop two forms of awareness. We're going to practice first just noting how each area feels, and then we're going to relax as much as we can, or invite to relax any areas that are tight, contracted, fidgety. So I'm going to name a few areas, but take your time. In my experience, it's best simply to invite an area to relax rather than demand that a muscle that's tense release. So noticing if the eyes are still or if they're moving about behind the eyelids, and then inviting them to soften, relax, settle into the eye sockets. Notice if the mouth is twitching or moving, or any of the muscles around it. And then invite it to find a comfortable, relaxed state. The same with the jaw. Noticing the muscles that connect the neck to the shoulders? Do they feel released, or do they feel slightly contracted? And if so, see if you can help release any tightness. And continuing this process down the left arm and then the right. Bringing the awareness to the abdomen. First, just become aware of the sensations in this area. Then invite these sensations as without any agenda, just invite them to soften without judgment if they do or they don't, just see if there's a way that the abdomen can be encouraged to find a comfortable, relaxed state where it's not being held in. Continuing the process with the buttocks and then the left leg and then the right, just noticing how each region feels. What are the sensations? What can we invite to soften and settle? And if a region doesn't relax, if it stays tight or tense, just practice patience. So allow the overall body sensations to begin to recede, just keeping in the foreground of your awareness the movement of sensations in the body that you associate with the in-breath and the out-breath. So it's good to start this process by taking a nice, deep, full in-breath. And just notice which areas you feel the movement of the expansion of the in-breath, the release of the out-breath, the settling, the pause between the breath. So first, just spend a moment just becoming aware of how the breath is right now, and if you like, you can simply remain developing concentration and awareness, staying with just observing the breath. But if you've been stressed out of late, anxious, along with observing the breath, see if you can slightly lengthen the out-breath, make it as long and smooth as possible. If you've been tired or uninspired, see if you can focus on making the in-breath as full, refreshing, lightening up as much of the chest as you can with each in-breath. If the mind has felt scattered and unfocused of late, experiment with extending the pauses between each breath and staying aware during those pauses. At this point, allow the breath to slightly recede along with the body sensations, the sounds of the room, and the contact sensations. And use the rest of the meditation to keep these sensations in the back of the awareness, just keeping you present as an anchoring tool. And we're going to be developing what's known as vipassana or insight, by simply allowing any images, memories, feelings, perception, anything that wants to arise in the mind, we don't become engaged in a conversation or allow these thoughts or memories or perceptions or images to take us away from the present. We simply greet anything that arises from the outside, still aware of the sounds and body sensations. We don't resist. We don't judge. We don't become involved. We simply allow anything that wants to pass through the mind to pass through. But we alone have the seat of the observer. And if an image or a memory or something becomes stuck, just say, welcome, just this, and bring back the breath or the sounds a little more into focus. So we're going to begin the very gradual transition. From the meditation to a more externally aware state of mind. And you want this transition to be very gradual so that you can bring any tranquility you've cultivated with you and remind oneself that any peace of mind we've developed didn't require going anywhere or getting anyone's approval, simply came from developing awareness and compassion within. And finally, we want to be cognizant that when we do eventually open our eyes, if we simply look around and start investigating the room, then that tends to throw away any internal awareness we've developed. Sight is a very dominant sense for it, so it's best when it comes time to open the eyes to look down at the ground at something uninteresting and to consciously integrate your sight back into your awareness so that you still have some awareness of sounds and body states and breath. This is what is known as a mindful state.